and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Hello, podcasters. Hello, potties. Hey, heads up. Friday after the show, we will no longer be introing the podcast. Instead, we're just going to record our post-show drinks.
So we Friday drinks.
We do team drinks after the show on Friday. So what we've decided is we're just going to keep the microphones rolling.
Yeah.
You can actually email us or send via Facebook any topics you'd like us to discuss during Friday drinks.
Yeah, because we were going to start podcast shout-outs, but we thought, let's do it on a Friday. Let's do it with a vino in our hand and answer any questions you ever get about anything, and we'll answer it.
Just want to give you the heads up. She's a different person after a few vinos.
I'm a lovely person after a few vinos.
Just letting you know. She'll go through stages. Like, you know, 1 week you'll be listening on the Friday and you'll be like, oh, God, she's lovely. Probably a little bit too easy. And then, you know, a week later she'll be in stage two. Anger.
I get loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just get loud.
Yeah, it'll be like, hey, welcome to Friday drinks. And then she'll be like, is this on? Are we on?
But if you do have any questions, do definitely flick them through on our Facebook page, ZM's Jace and PJ.
Oh, just got a question from Jeremy. Do you have volume control? Well, we'll look into that.
We'll look into it.
Hey, interesting show today. We spoke about this yesterday. Someone from my past, Liz, who was a bus crush from when I was like 17, 16. Would have been 16. 15, 16.
No, it was.
She reckons
no, it
14.
Was 1998, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So probably a bit younger than that, maybe 15?
Let's not work out ages on the air. but PJ's dragged her out of the woodwork, and so now let's just say this has spiraled wildly out of control.
Yes.
And it's escalated big time. You'll hear what happened coming up in the podcast.
Also, we talked about TV shows that have caused serious relationship problems and...
verbal ping pong.
Got real intense.
Should be playing that after a few vinos. Give me an advantage. Enjoy the podcast.
You're behind.
Okay, that was worth coming back for.
Strong finish.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Jason PJ's verbal ping pong.
Got to have a chat with the Ross boss about releasing a board game version of this for Christmas. all right, if you're just joining us, the current score is 3-0 to PJ. Rules of the game, please, producer Alex.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I'm going to give you a bunch of different topics. You've got to say something from each of those topics until one of you can't. Best of three.
Now listen, last week there was a little bit of controversy. People were turning on you.
Look, there was, let's just say, a bit of misinformation around the royal family. But we move on and, you know, life goes on.
Alex's decision is final, right?
It is.
No bloody cheating this week.
I didn't cheat.
Well, you got away with it.
I did.
So it was cheating.
I got away with it.
So it was cheating.
The ref, not intentional. The ref didn't see.
Well, how about the ref opens his bloody eyes and starts looking?
Calm your little farm.
I am.
Someone's
this is me, calm.
Fired up.
All right. I lost last week, so I will go first.
Yes, you did.
Topic number one.
Is.
I'm nervous this week. I'm nervous. I'm not good. I just ate cake, so I'm full and bloated. I need a wee. I can't focus. All right. Kill the drone. Kill the drone. Okay, go.
First topic is things you put in your mouth but don't eat.
Chopper chop.
Those, the Listerine tabs.
Icy pop.
That would count as eating, I would say.
Yeah, you eat that.
Well, the Listerine thing you eat.
No,
like it dissolves.
No, that dissolves. That dissolves on your tongue.
What a stupid bloody topic. Give me examples. Okay.
You know what? I would say it's a food. I would say, to be honest, the Chubba Chup would probably count as eating as well.
Well, okay, well, give me an example. If you like the topic, what's an example?
Toothbrush.
Nice. Good one.
Chewing gum.
Yep. Toothpick.
A toothpick.
He's got a good point.
Whitening strips. mouthwash.
Okay, shut up.
Floss. Pretty much anything around oral hygiene. Oh, we're going to have to deal with this wrath. Oh, okay, number two.
You get this, it's all over.
He's become such an angry little squirrel.
I just don't like the topics. I just want some more energy and thought put into the topic.
All right, here we go.
You might be good at this one.
What are you putting in your mouth and you don't? Okay.
Items you use in your hair.
Hairspray.
Hair wax.
Hair mousse.
Hair lacquer.
Hair conditioner.
Hair shampoo.
A hair protectant.
Hair treatment.
straightener?
Hair mm-hmm. curler.
Hair rollers.
Hair colouring.
Clips.
Highlights.
Hair ties.
A perm?
No, that's something you do to your
son of a...
You've done it again! Hang on. Actually, I'm going to be really accurate here. Is hair protectant a thing? Because I kind of made that up. Well, like,
Listen!
It sounded right. Let's just check. Hair protectant. It just sounded right, but I don't know
there
if it's
a heat protectant. There's a heat protectant spray.
Okay, 10 best heat protectant. So it was a hair protectant. There we go.
There's a heat protectant spray you can use instead.
Like, that's very good sportsmanship of you, the PJ,
I just thought, you know
just
what?
Just double checking.
You know, I knew about it, and I came out with it, and here we are. But
no,
still,
she knew she was going to be caught out. That's why she was like,
guys, to be honest, I just made it up, so I thought I'd better check.
She just didn't want the awkward bit where we go to a song and all the texts come through, and she's like, oh, Chase, there's some texts, mate. I'm really sorry.
You need to get a new voice for me. Yeah.
You need to get a new attitude, Jason.
I'll get it more accurate. Guys, there's some texts that have come through.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I'm a bit nervous now. Jason PJ, we're getting you home. We're doing it thanks to Mobil. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about bus crushes. Yeah, you know when like you're at school and you had that little crush on the bus, you know, you might never have spoken to him, you used to watch him. And it turns out someone from my past is currently living here in New Zealand.
Like what bus number did you guys used to catch?
Oh, I can't remember.
The 173, left from Garden City, went through Mount Cravat.
Are you serious?
Okay, this is getting really weird because it was the 173 and I didn't say that on the air.
How crazy is that? When she from Brisbane to New Zealand.
When she said 173, you watch my reaction in the video. That's at our Facebook page, I thought.
Genuinely startled.
Oh, this has gotten odd.
So since this happened, there's been a lot of questions brewing about, you know, we need closure over this, more details. So I've managed to track down Liz and we've got her on the phone with us this afternoon.
Hello, Liz.
Hi, Jace.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Paige.
Okay, so Liz, since you were on the show yesterday, there's been a lot of interest in the relationship, I guess you could call it, between you and Jace.
Or lack thereof.
Okay, can we go back to the bus for a second? Because I have questions as well, Liz.
Right.
I hope I was never rude.
No.
Right.
You were very, very friendly.
Okay. Right, okay.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So did we... Did we chat?
Yes. Honestly, it was just usual teenage, you know, friends. Is that a rude word to say? I don't think I can't know if we can classify
acquaintance.
Ourselves as friends. Acquaintances. Who had the 173 bus in common, I guess.
So who got on the bus first?
Well, that I don't know.
Right, okay.
Getting off, I would have got off first because that, oh, gosh, that sounds rude. Because our stop was before your stop.
Yeah, you would have got off the bus first.
Got off the bus, thank you.
Who was he hanging out with when he actually got onto the bus? Was he surrounded by other mates or was he just...
Are you asking if I was cool on the bus?
No.
Are you asking if he was a loner?
No, I'm not asking that. I'm just curious to know his, you know, social background.
Yeah, I can't remember really any of the mates' names because going by reactions yesterday when I mentioned the years, I have a feeling that you might be a year or so younger than me.
Oh, toy boy. Look out, Liz. Look out.
It's making it even more awkward.
At what stage did you realise that Jason was the same as this Jason?
Oh, yeah, actually, because you made references yesterday saying your work friends have been giving you shit.
Yeah, we sort of listened to the station and I'd heard the name and I'd heard the voice and I thought, oh, that sounds semi-familiar. And then I'd heard references made to you being from Australia and I thought, oh, okay. Then I'd heard references to Brisbane and I thought, oh, this is a bit too uncanny. And I've said to the ladies, look, I really think I went to school, but I think I caught the same bus. And they've all been taking the mickey and said, oh, ring him up and see if he remembers you. And I thought, I wasn't that memorable. So I never really had the balls. And then yesterday the topic came up and the lady who sits across from me just took the phone out of my hand and rang.
Amazing.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah.
Between us, girl chat here.
Right.
Did you or did you not have a bit of a crush on Jace?
Oh, come on. You're going to make me sound like a massive wanker.
Maybe. But Without sounding bad, I was never a cool kid. I was quite a big girl, so I just flew under the radar, therefore made sure that I was loud so that people didn't think I was self-conscious when actually I was screaming on the inside and dying, and yeah, bit tragic.
Oh, now I feel bloody terrible.
Oh, don't. Yeah, don't feel bad.
Liz, you're married and everything now, aren't you?
Yeah, married with kids.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If your husband's okay with it.
Yep.
It's going to sound really weird. Do you want to go for a ride on the bus together?
For old time's sake?
Yeah.
I'm sure I could find a bus that I could catch with you, Jace.
You guys can relive 1998.
This has escalated.
Oh, my gosh. You just might have made a 14-year-old girl's dream come true.
You know what? We'll do the show on the bus. Yes, we'll organise a bus. We'll do the show on the bus later in the week, and we will pick you up. We'll have you at a stop, and you can get on. And I'll even get 173 put on the front of the bus.
Do I have to wear like a red rose in my hair or something?
Oh, we can sort something out, Liz.
Oh, Jesus. You are ridiculous.
The 173's getting back together.
Oh yeah, boy.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Look. We're in a bit of a silly mode. Jace has just shown me a video which is trending at ZM Online. And ow! If I were to say one word, ow!
It's horrific.
You may have seen this going around because it has been posted quite a bit, but it's two girls dancing on what can only be assumed a Saturday night. One of them drops it low, so low, that she ends up getting a metal pole in her butt cheek.
Okay, so it's in that she's doing it in the house.
Yeah.
And when she does the drop.
Yeah.
There's like a shoe rack just behind her, yeah. And there's like a metal...
She wasn't prepared for that.
It's like the metal pole that's the frame of the shoe rack, but it's just, it's got like quite a
terrible
point on
position.
It. And it really...
Yep.
Can't whistle, but you know... Yep, there we go, up there.
Can you not whistle?
Another issue, another time.
yeah, it's very painful. You can check it out as anyone online, but...
Here's the thing, right? She ended up posting a tweet saying, so I ended up with a pole up my bum on Saturday night and had to have 3 stitches.
Yeah.
Plus a tetanus jab. How was your weekend? I wouldn't tell people how I got injured. Like, if they were like, you know, what
you'd
happened?
You'd make up some elaborate story.
Absolutely. My mate Becco.
What would you say in that situation?
I probably saving someone. And, you know.
Yeah, right.
my mate Becco slit open his...
Not.
Sack. Santa sack.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
he was trimming with electric clippers. And it...
No. And it, that is my worst nightmare. Not that I've got that, but I can only imagine how awful that would be.
He blamed a zipper because he didn't want everyone knowing he was down there with clippers shearing a sheep. That was graphic. It's quite graphic, sorry. Yeah.
That was very graphic.
I just think if you get an embarrassing injury,
yeah,
you don't tell people exactly how you got it. You make up an elaborate story.
Well, especially if you're around like workmates or like your boss or new friends. You're not going to just...
What happened there, mate? A zipper got me. Right, okay. Yeah, good. It's a bit out there. We might not get people, but what did you tell people, but what really happened with the injury? So if you've been injured in an embarrassing way, what's the story you actually told people?
But hey, your cover up?
What's the real reason you got hurt? You can remain anonymous.
ZM's Jason PJ.
We've just been talking about what is your injury, but what is the cover up that you tell people? Because it's slightly embarrassing.
Yeah.
A lot of texts coming through.
Yeah, a couple of texts coming through. How's this one? I tell people that when I was in Mexico, I was cliff jumping and hit a rock and broke my arm. That sounds badass.
Mm.
In reality, I fell off a bouncy castle.
What about this one? Dislocated my kneecap at the beginning of 2015. I tell people I jumped off the roof onto a trampoline. Really did it as I sat down on a bus. Not so elaborate.
So 0800 dials it in. What do you tell people, but how did you really get injured? Give us a call if you've suffered an embarrassing injury.
Hello, Maria.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, God, you even sound disappointed in yourself.
It's okay, Maria. All right, We're not going to judge.
What do you tell people the injury was from?
Well, it was back in high school, and at the time I just said I really needed to go toilet. And what we'd really done was we were jumping over our hockey sticks, and I landed on it and went up my ass.
Oh, that's cool.
And, yeah. I just said to the teacher, can I go to the toilet? And when people, I've never told anyone really, apart from two people.
Yeah, and, right.
And it was just like, it was just so embarrassing. I waddled off to the toilet and I just said I was desperate to the toilet, and I really wasn't. I just really hurt myself.
Oh, you poor thing. She sounds genuinely scarred from it.
I would break out in shock and start shaking every time I drove past a hockey field. Yeah. That's quite a...
Oh, the poor thing.
That's a horrific injury.
Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Hello, Tez. All right, so what do you tell people first up?
Okay. I put my hair... I was touching my bubble around and I put my hand through a window and sliced it open and said that I slipped on a teeny bit and tried to save myself.
You, okay, you sound like you're doing 90 things while talking to us on speakerphone. You actually tripped over a teddy bear?
Yeah.
Right, but you actually...
I put my hand through the window because no one was
listening. I'm getting frustrated.
It's okay. Don't get frustrated. So she put her hand through the window.
Yeah.
But she told people that she fell over the teddy bear.
That was worth the wait.
Should we go to another one?
I hate speakerphone.
It's okay. But come. Hello, Jordan.
Are you taking the piss?
Jordan!
Hello, Jordan. Are our phones melting down because of secret sound?
I think we've had a phone meltdown.
He's there. George, are you there, mate?
It's Braden. That's me.
Oh, Braden. Sorry.
Yes. Hello. Okay.
That's all right.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Intern Davo's not strong with names. We'll work on that later. So what's the injury, mate? What do you tell people?
So I told people that someone threw a broken bottle at my friend and I put my hand in the way to save him and that cut my finger.
So you sound like a hero. Brilliant.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. But what I really did was put my hand in a blender while it was going.
What an idiot.
I don't know which...
So what I did was... it wasn't on, but there was something in there and I needed to pull it out before I started it. And I put my hand in and leant on the button.
Oh,
God! Oh!
And it was quite painful.
Oh,
mate. And all my dad did was throw me a plaster.
Oh.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Stop doing your cheeky little dance.
Don't be like that. Don't be like that.
I've just had to go outside the studio because you guys have been doing top secret business, uploading videos on our Facebook page. Lord only knows what you've posted.
I know you think I found a video from your past. That was a lie.
What have you found? What have you done?
No. There's an issue I want to bring up with you. Oh. We've discussed it on the show before.
Right.
It's the way you eat.
Oh, no. No!
So,
you didn't get Edinburgh, did you?
So, what's that?
Well, you always said, you've said to me forever, oh no, that you're going to make, no.
So here's
you're going to make a compilation of me eating.
So here's the go, right? And no. Holly, who works here at the station, right, who's lovely. Happy birthday, Holly.
Happy birthday, Holly.
It's her birthday today. She had the most amazing red velvet cake. PJ, once again, like every other meal, when she ate the cake, it looked like someone just got off Survivor and that was their first meal. You had it all over your face. You're today... Producer Alex and I went out for lunch and you and intern Dave O were in the studio and you were just eating a salad. But, mate, the way you eat, and I've got video evidence of it here, right? I'm just going to come round. Don't be worried. I'm going to get you to hit play in a second, all right? Don't hit play yet, but when I tell you, I just want – hang on. I'll go back around to my side. I just want you to have a look at the way you eat. Right? And you wouldn't believe it. You know who was watching you eat? Sir David Attenborough. He's in town at the moment.
Yeah.
And I've got a clip from his new upcoming special.
Yeah.
Hit the space bar.
Okay.
This large monkey frog is in the process of swallowing. Their bristly upper lip is so well muscled that they can use it to grasp leaves, rip them up, and push them into their mouth. Slowing it down 40 times reveals the technique and immense strength of this massive predator. Their other name is sea cow, and very appropriate it is too.
I thought I ate elegantly today. Like, in all seriousness, I thought I ate quite elegantly.
The video's on our Facebook page. It's live.
So embarrassing. I really liked that salad. It was a good meal.
We can tell. We can tell you really liked it, mate. Jason PJ Facebook page to check out the clip of Attenborough watching PJ eat.
Oh, God, that's embarrassing. ZM's Jason PJ. I read a fascinating article today about a guy over in the UK. His name is James Wanaton, and he's got a neurological condition which links senses that are normally experienced separately. So for him, taste and hearing are linked.
So odd. It's so fascinating. It is. And look, James joins us now, mate. Thanks very much for taking the time out and joining us.
No problem at all.
Oh, God, I've just realised, James, if taste and hearing are the same thing, hearing my voice, what does it taste like?
you actually come with a term. It's not a food taste. It's a bit like sucking on a sleeve, you know, like the edge of a woolly sleeve.
I thought you were going to say a fine wine, but that's all right. We'll go with woolen sleeve.
Well, James, what about my voice? What does it taste like?
Actually, yeah, that's very nice. It's like jelly beans, sort of very soft, soft in the middle and crusty on the outside.
How does she get jelly bean? I'm a rusty old sleeve.
James, this is fascinating. Talk us through how you are actually able to do this.
When we're actually born, all our senses are all mingled and mixed in together. There's all sorts of connections in our heads.
Right.
As we mature into childhood, there's a pruning gene goes through and clicks all those connections. You know, I've got connection between the sound part of my head that deals with the sound and the taste part as well. There's a connection between the two.
Yeah.
And normally, you don't have connections. I have. So whenever I hear a sound, it sends a signal to the taste part of my brain. And I taste things.
Wow.
And it's a real mouthfeel, you know. It's not an association. It's like I'm actually eating it. It's very, very odd.
Here's one for you, James, because I'm addicted to ice cream, right? I love ice cream. But unfortunately, I pig out on ice cream, put on weight. Is there a sound that you thoroughly enjoy the taste of, whether it's a TV show theme, a certain song, a person's voice?
Yeah, I mean, most of them are quite nice, and it does compensate, funnily enough, for wanting food. I don't get hunger pangs as far as I'm aware, as far as I understand them.
Oh, so
it's fascinating.
No, we go through a breakup, we eat 2 litres of ice cream. You go through a breakup, you sit at home and listen to Adele.
Okay,
don't like the taste of Adele. All right.
No, James, we thought this is interesting because you've actually gone through the hit songs of 2016 last year and you have put flavours to them.
Yeah.
We thought, could we play a couple of songs to you down the phone and you explain the flavours?
Yeah, I can do, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
no problem. Okay, this is Drake's massive hit, One Dance. This is on Trey. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taken. What's the taste, James?
There was water in there. There was fruity fruit gum things you get. There's also some sort of material taste as well.
Right. Okay, let's go another one. I'll still point out, so far my voice tastes the worst. Okay. Let's move on to main course. This is Justin Timberlake. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. That's got to taste nice.
Yeah, that's not too bad. It's like toasty kind of taste. So it's very toasty and very nice and nice and sweet. It's there's tea as well there as well. So it's sort of like very breakfasty.
Like an English breakfast flavour.
Imagine cooking dinner for you. You just set up a stereo, play some songs.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. Yeah, but it can be very distracting, mind you. And not all of the tastes are nice.
Mate, hats off to you. It's an amazing skill. Thank you for. Well, I guess tasting us today. I don't really know how to wrap this up, but you get the idea, James.
No problem at all.
Good on you, mate. ZM's Jason PJ.
ZM's $50,000 secret sound. Tell me what the secret sound is.
Yeah, I know the Derulo song goes, dun, 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 but I haven't got time. I want to give away money. All right, we are playing ZM's $50,000 secret sound, currently worth $15,000.
Yeah, jackpotted this morning, another $5,000.
It did. Sound warden dash propeller hat Gary joining us in the studio in his cheap suit. Hello.
Are you wearing a John Deere hat as well?
Yeah, I'm getting a bit more relaxed around here, aren't I? So
where's the official vibe? Like, you're definitely getting a little bit more cash.
I'm getting comfy.
It's day three. How about we hold the relaxation till like a week or two in? You know what I mean?
Fair enough. Do you mind if I go through a few double ups?
What do you mean?
Get them out of the way.
Yeah, actually, yeah, good. Yeah, some already guessed.
Yeah, because we've had a couple people saying that it's opening a can. It's not opening a can.
Okay,
right.
It's not a guillotine from 7th century France.
Did sound like that.
Yep.
And it's not a binder to make paper books. Just want to put that out there now, if that's your guesses.
This is the secret sound, currently worth $15,000. Emily, join us on the air. Hello, Em. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good. Pressure's on you this afternoon because I really want to win it because I don't like this guy. He's got a cheeky suit and a little smirk.
That's not true. We love Gary.
Gary's the only one that knows what the sound is. I'll play it for you one more time.
Em, how confident are you with the secret sound?
Now that you say that, not very, but...
Right. Come on, Gary, you can back yourself.
What are you thinking?
I think it is in one of those old school phones, like the rotary phones.
At what part? As in, like,
you know, the dial when you type in the numbers and you.
This is what PJ and I think it is too. We were chatting about this yesterday.
And we thought that was pretty legit.
If this is no, I have no bloody idea what it is. Okay, so you're locking that guess in. You think it's an old school phone?
Yeah.
Propeller hat, sound warden, cheap suit wearing Gary.
Completely wrong.
Oh no!
Get out, mate.
What?
Is it close? We can't ask hot or cold, can we? Is it remotely correct?
The game's not called the $50,000 hot and cold. We'll have to change the openers and everything.
Oh, Emily, I'm gutted for you. Sorry. No,
it's okay.
I'm off it, Em. I give up. I don't know what it is.
Hey, give me another chance coming up after 5 o'clock.
All right, yep, there we go, another chance coming up after 5 o'clock. I'm headless because I really thought that was it. I was like, we've got you here, mate. We're going to finally get to give away a prize, not breakfast. But no, probably go off tomorrow morning. All right, we'll play again after 5. We'll see you then.
Gary, we do like you.
Speak on behalf of this team.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about Married at First Sight over in Australia. It's just launched and how there was this controversial scene where the ex rocked up. And
that's right, yep.
Hell broke loose. Another episode he had last night, and everyone's
you're all bloody over it, aren't
mate,
you?
All over it. Not watching it, just reading the headlines.
Right.
It was the second episode, and everyone's talking about Australia's pickiest man who featured on the show. His name's Michael. He is a fitness junkie, and he's got a couple of requirements that his dream girl has to meet. Which, you know, everyone has their own requirements, but for one of them, it is that she has to have a rudimentary knowledge of the OC, which I can respect.
Jesus.
And one of them is also small earlobes, but that's...
Small what?
Earlobes. He wants a lady with small ears.
By the sound of him, he needs to just be happy with a lady.
I know. And she needs to be good at massages. But the
what?
OC...
What is he looking for, an assistant?
Yeah, I know. Or... He's very picky. People are like, mate, this... come on.
Can't believe this guy's single and on Married at First
yeah,
Sight.
I know.
God. Small earlobes. And... Like, I don't get the OC, but I get having a connection of a TV show. Like, it's
I get the OC.
But isn't it nice
that's
to
important
oh
for me.
Oh, God. Isn't it nice to sit down and watch a show with your partner?
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what I mean? Like, lose so much into... Like, there is very few shows...
I know, we're for nerve.
No, there's very few shows Lou and I can watch. Like, at the end of the night, I'll be like, hey, what do you want to watch? Like, if it was up to her, she'd watch a mixture of Real Housewives, Toddlers in Tiaras... Like, and Dance Moms.
What are you complaining? You love those shows.
No, I don't. I want, like, Million Dollar Listing New York or Suits or, like, yeah. I tried to get to watch House of Cards and she tuned out. Or, drove me insane the other day. We've been watching the US Shark Tank, right? And I don't know about you, I like watching it with someone else. And Lou was away for the other, like, Lou was away one night last week and I jumped online and the latest episode of Shark Tank was up.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I waited for her, right?
What kind of you?
Wait for it. Last night I said to her, hey, guess what? We've got the latest episode of Shark Tank. I didn't watch it. And she's like, oh, thanks so much for waiting, babe. I'm like, thank you. Got the credit. And then we sat down on the couch, start watching it. You know what she does? Sits on a bloody phone on Instagram. I'm like, why did I wait 3
Sometimes
days?
It's just the background. Like, she'll still be watching it, but it's just like the soundtrack. She's kind of just immersing herself in the TV set but not really watching it.
Well, then let me watch it whenever I want. She can download the bloody soundtrack. Oh.
Is there a TV show that has caused relationship problems?
What, are you not listening to me? Shark Tank.
No, I know what yours is.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Are there other people out there that a TV show has caused relationship problems.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Chatting about what TV show causes relationship problems for you. Maybe you and your partner don't like a show and you clash over that. Maybe you love a show. Someone's watched it without the other one. TV cheating. Don't even start me on that.
Some texts have come through. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Good thing we were married before it came out. I'd have questioned my decision to accept his proposal if I'd known he wouldn't watch Kimmy with me.
I've never watched that.
Neither. Prison Break came through as well.
Oh, don't even start me. Like first,
you're a fan of Prison Break?
First season was great. And then it went
on the Prison Break train.
No, it went downhill.
Did it?
Yeah, downhill fast. Gemma, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's the show that causes issues for you?
It was Game of Thrones. I was a late bloomer when it came to Game of Thrones, and yep. I didn't join it until probably the fifth season.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had a lot of catching up to do, and I was studying away at the time.
Yeah.
And I was away for a week. And anyway, I came back one time just as the new season started, sorry.
Right.
And my partner had started watching it without me.
Well,
and I only had two episodes to go.
Look, I'm not going to take sides, but in a way...
Careful.
He was always a Game of Thrones fan. Do you know what I mean? It's your responsibility to catch up.
But she had already, caught up.
No, she hadn't. She just said she was two eps away.
Yeah, but two eps.
Two eps away. That's
What's
like,
that to wait?
That's like him saying, I'm going on a road trip to Queenstown, and then you deciding halfway through his road trip you're going to come, and you want him to stop 2 hours out of Queenstown. It's pretty much the exact same thing.
Andrew, what about you?
Hey, Jace, this is more like a man cave topic. Can you crack us a beer?
Yes.
Do you have one?
All right, hang on. I've got to unlock the padlock. I've got a lock on the fridge, mate. There are vultures around here. Here you go. There you go, buddy.
Oh, cheers, mate.
No worries, mate. Okay, what's the show?
Teen Wolf and Vampire Diaries.
Do you like them, or is it your partner?
I hate them.
I was going to say, give me the beer back.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I need to talk to you, Jason.
What have I done?
You can't use the show Instagram anymore. You're officially banned.
It was for a good cause. Is this about last night?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's the only time I've used the show Instagram.
Do you want to tell everyone what you did last night?
I tried to get us a free bloody hotel room. That's what I tried to. So I noticed, I was cruising through Instagram last night, and I noticed QT have opened up in Wellington.
Yeah, it's an Australian set thing. So
it's a hotel chain.
Yeah.
They're amazing. There's a really good one on the Gold Coast. I'm not on a kickback, by the way. My favourite hotel is QT in Sydney. Did you get that for the recording? My favourite hotel is QT in Sydney.
You know, so embarrassing. I was scrolling through Instagram last night. I don't know how I came across that.
Yeah.
And I saw under Jason PJ, literally under one of their first photos, cannot wait to check this out. Bring on a next trip to Wellington with this cheesy emoji face.
What's wrong with the cheesy emoji?
I don't know, mate. You could play a little bit cooler. This is the brand we're representing.
Oh, hello. Look at our brand. Give me a break. Should I put the honest truth? Hey, normally Cam from Promotions, LA, books us into a brothel, but we'd love to come and stay with you. That's got no...
You're so embarrassing on social media.
I was trying to just, you know how you see people suck up to big companies and stuff like that? And I was like, hey, we're going to be in Wellington in a couple of weeks. Maybe you'd like to put
it
us
a little bit more subtle. Normally they don't do it in public forums. They do it undercover.
Okay. All right. Next time, if I can score a free hotel room, you can stay at the bloody caravan park and you can come visit me.
What you don't know is that Chris from the QT has actually got back in touch with us.
Has it worked?
He messaged us.
If you're staying there and I'm not, I'll be headless. I'll retract my comment about Sydney. It was nice, but, there's other hotels.
He messaged us saying, hey, guys.
Please tell Jace to back off.
No.
It was an AVO, wasn't it?
Hey, guys, I can sort you out with no rooms. Just get back in touch. Now, producer Alex, mate.
What have you done? If you've ruined this relationship, I swear to God. Alex, what have
producer
you done?
Producer Alex got in touch first. He snagged it up, so now we both have a room and you don't.
So Alex has got a room and you've got a room.
Remember how I tried to call you this morning, you didn't pick up?
Yeah.
That's because I was like, hey, there's two.
Alex and I have been on the phone.
So where the bloody hell am I staying?
Well, no, down the road.
Son of a...
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Spy.co.nz. Former Parks and Recreation star Rob Lowe is looking for a personal assistant, and somehow the job description has been released online of what the successful applicant will be required to do.
Right.
Number one, never assume anything. Number two, ensure the client, Rob, is fed and has coffee throughout the day.
This is making Rob sound like a bit of a wanker.
Yes. Number three, schedule haircuts every episode for the client. That sounds like someone else I know. Ensure that the client has a dinner plan if arriving home later than 8 p.m. in the evening.
Okay, I know this sounds a little bit wankerish, but I get
you
it.
You understand it.
Well, he's on set all day. He just, you know.
Make sure you let estate staff know if the client wants a jacuzzi turned on or a massage ordered for his arrival.
I mean,
do
nothing,
you still understand that?
Nothing better than rocking up at a hotel and the jacuzzi's bubbling.
Your job is a jacuzzi turner on willing to travel on location as requested and serve as the client's body man and able to lift up to 11 kilos as required to support the client.
It's quite odd, isn't it?
It is a little bit odd. How much do you think you'd get paid for that?
Oh, 80 grand a year.
A little bit more than that.
100 grand.
About 92.
It's not bad.
Pretty good.
Friend of mine.
Pretty damn good.
Who you know as well was an assistant for a, I won't say who, but a big Hollywood A-lister.
Who was it?
And you know them.
You,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not good at this.
And when they used to have to travel for movies, she would have to pack the actress's bag when they go traveling. And I'm like, so are you packing your underwear and stuff like that? She's like, yeah, it's just part of the job.
Just everything.
Yeah.
God, you get to know them so well.
Oh, yeah. You'd be
you'd
sitting
know
there going,
their deepest, darkest secrets.
Well, you're going through their underwear drawer. I'd say, yes, you do. You'd be like, you know what? I'm going to pack these ones because they look lovely in pink.
That is your spy. Up at Cheap Flights, download the Grabber Seat app and grab the deal.
You know the friend I'm talking about, right?
Is it the...
God almighty.
Jason PJ. Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on City.